The automotive industry has been and is one of the main anchors of Michigan business. WKAR's Jim Peck reports what's crucial now is looking to the future.
Driving my car, listening to music from the year 1730 on our station, and I'm wondering about the future of cars here in 2017.
The violinist Sigiswald Gjørgen, joining his brother the flutist Bartel Gjørgen.
There's a lot going on. People are getting excited about what's coming. Autonomous vehicles are one of the big ones. Haider Rada is an engineer at Michigan State University. He says right now is the most exciting time in the history of the automotive industry since the invention of the car.
On a personal level, people will be able to hop into the car and saying, please, you know, take me from, you know, whatever I am to Chicago. You know, and then basically the vehicle could pretty much serve as a living room. Just like you're sitting in your house, just now it's a mobile.
Rada is director of the autonomous vehicle program at MSU called Canvas. That stands for Connected and Autonomous Network Vehicles for Active Safety. That safety piece is crucial. As nice as getting places and not having to drive might sound, it's not really about convenience. Lives are at stake.
We cannot accept anything short of being perfect. You know, safety is the ultimate objective here, and frankly, it's the most important objective.
He says the main push for self-driving cars in the future is to save lives. That 95% of the fatalities in car accidents are because of human error. One major goal for this technology is to cut that statistic dramatically. Another area tagged for improvement in the future is gas mileage. Lawrence Drizal is a professor of engineering at MSU. He's also director of the Institute for Advanced Composites Manufacturing Innovation, or IACME. It's a wide-ranging consortium funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. He says the internal combustion engine isn't going away anytime soon, and that it's gotten about as efficient as it can be. Now, scientists, engineers, and researchers are trying to find ways to make vehicles significantly lighter. He says that's about the only way left to get big gains in gas mileage. The new Ford F-150 pickup increased its mileage with an aluminum frame. Drizal says while that's good, he and his team are working to do even better. That means things, right now very expensive things, like carbon fiber.
Composites are used in aerospace. So you've heard of the 787 that Boeing makes. 50% of the weight of that plane is a carbon fiber reinforced plastic composite. But in aerospace, you have the luxury of producing materials based on performance. And, you know, obviously you're trying to reduce weight, but you're also trying to get the best performance you can. And so cost is kind of a secondary issue.
Both engineers say it makes sense to have all this work being done right here. Drizal says 70% of the automotive research and development happens in Michigan, a big anchor for the industry. It's a big deal, but not just for Michigan.
In a global economy, we want to make sure that the United States can provide the manufacturing jobs that we need for a solid economy. And so I think it's very, very important. Working with the auto companies and so forth is great, and this is great for Michigan, but I think this is great for the country.
Here's the suite, number one from the ballet called The Statue by Charles Fernandez. The composer himself leads the Royal Philharmonic.
For WKAR, listening to WKAR and still driving, I'm Jim Peck.